P021, Michael Allison, seeks variances from the rear yard setback for a proposed structure. Sections 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Ensign Crest within the Bay Crossing subdivision. The 911 address is 34945 Ensign Crest in Lewis. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 1517. The applicant is seeking a 1.5-foot variance from 20-foot rear yard setback requirement and a 6.5-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed screen porch. We have 5 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp, I'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Michael Allison, 34945 Ensign Crest in Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
All right. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case, sir.
Okay. I'm asking for a variance of a house in Bay Crossing development we bought in January, and we put in a brick paver patio that is 16 by 17 with the idea that the second phase, it's in the yellow, is to frame it in with 4x4s and screens and what they call easy breeze windows that slide on a track to make it a 3/4 thing. And I put the application into our architectural review committee at the HOA, and he came back and said we would have to get a variance because we just barely switch over or impede on the 20-foot setback. So here I am, and I think I was supposed to get more help from my builder because when I looked at this and talked to him a week ago that said, I'm going to get my variance, I'm hoping it's gonna go okay, we can start. He said, well, do you have the survey to give me? And I thought that's what that was, a survey, and he was like, that's not a survey. So we might be done if I can't move forward with a survey. It's because I called a bunch of people and they're at least 6 or 8 weeks out, so. But I do have the measurements if you need that. I did it today with the head of the architectural review committee. It's 4.5 feet on that left side, and it only goes over by 1.5 foot. And then on the other side, it's 6.5 feet. It's 9.5 feet to the end of the setback, and then 6.5 feet right there. We're on a cul-de-sac too, like the other family that was up here. So you can see that's our 20-foot setback right there, and across is right over.
So we have 5 criteria to grant a variance.
Yeah.
I need you to go through each one of those for me.
You want me to go through them?
I need you to go and read in the record what you wrote.
I'm going to have to. Okay.
Put it up here for you.
Here. I have to make that bigger for me. Oh, I got it. I'm just.
You want me to answer each of the questions?
Please, sir.
Okay. For the uniqueness, I said yes, our lot number 150 is unique in that we are not a rectangle shaped like most, like the vast majority in our neighborhood. We are at the end of a circular cul-de-sac, therefore our lot is pie-shaped with a curved outer property line. Because of this curvature, the 20-foot setback cuts across a small portion of the patio that we wish to improve. See the plot drawing. Questions or just keep going?
Keep going.
Okay.
We'll ask at the end.
Can the lot otherwise be developed? The authorization of the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property. It is reasonable and customary in our community to use an existing patio as a template for the future screened-in structure. Was this created by the applicant? No, we didn't create this dilemma. The builders created the curved lots. It will not alter the neighborhood. The variance will allow us to construct our patio enclosure that is in keeping with similar structures in the community and in no way will be detrimental to the neighborhood. Our direct neighbors, Steve and Jane Nelson and Mike and Gail Inman have been notified and are at the board's disposal to share their approval of the project. The minimum variance is yes, this variance will represent the least amount of modification. If the variance is not granted, we will have to demolish part of the existing patio, removing sand, gravel, and brick pavers, causing neighborhood disruption and unnecessary filling of our county's landfill.
Okay. Questions?
I have some photos in there too, so you can see the back of our property doesn't back up to anything. That's the brick patio. That's Steve Nelson's house right there. That's the only house that can kind of see it. It doesn't come out as far as to where the plants are. It's just as far out as the brick pavers. It just goes right on top of that. And if you keep going further, it's another one. That's what it looks like.
So my question right there is, what are you going to do about your fireplace exhaust?
So if you go to a next picture, you'll see. The fireplace stays there. Can you go one more? It's one of the existing ones. So that's what one looks like. Mm-hmm. And the next one, this is what ours will look like, with the fireplace that goes up and through the chimney.
Okay.
That's on our block on the end.
So were these other houses, was that by the builder like that?
No, they're all add-ons after. That was not an option. There was an option for a full, like, den, you know, with heat and stuff like that, but this is just a screened enclosure with a roof, and that's where the problem has come in. Anything that's roofed cannot go above the setback.
And they don't need a variance for the way their property is shaped.
Because they're on a rectangle. So it didn't touch theirs. And maybe their house was a little bit further in and ours was a little further back or something like that.
Bought one of those.
It wasn't available.
So all your neighbors that surround you on the cul-de-sac, are they in the same situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
No one has a kind of a screened-in porch like this. One had a deck, and Sheila Mattson, who's in there, said that they did their deck specifically to go away from that variance. To not have a variance, to go within the 20-foot setback.
So, Mr. Allison, as I look at this picture, as you've as an example of a neighbor's house, it appears as though I may be wrong, but it looks as though is the screened-in porch run parallel with the kick-out on the home?
Yes.
Okay. And so if you were parallel with the kick-out, you wouldn't be outside of your building retention line, is that correct?
That's what I think, yeah.
Okay. And I'm curious because when you made your opening comments, you talked, I believe you made the statement, phase one and phase two.
Right.
Well, tell me if I'm wrong here, but did you intend to do this all along in terms of,
yep.
So you intended to cross the building retention line from the beginning?
There's no rule that you cannot cross the intention line with anything that does not have a roof. So we got approval from the HOA.
Believe me, I understand this.
Right.
My question to you is that if you had intention of standing before us with the intention of knowingly that you had crossed the building retention line.
You know what? I don't know that I did. I didn't know what that 20-foot line was when we did the paver patio because it wasn't a question.
Okay.
We wanted it to go this far out.
So your contractor didn't help you in that regard or talk about building retention line, which means you can't build over it intentionally.
Yeah. No, that was the first that I knew when the architectural review guy came over and said, no, you can't do a roof that goes right on this.
Because you'd be crossing the line.
That's correct.
Okay. And you didn't know that until after the patio was down.
That's correct.
Thank you.
One more question. As you stated, it's going to be parallel to the existing back room, but you've drawn the lines past that.
Oh, I'm sorry, no. It goes 6 feet out.
6 feet out.
Right. And that's what makes up the 16 by 16.
Sure, go up there.
This is 10 foot from the house, and this is 6 feet, and this is 16 feet right here. And this is kind of my electric cord that kind of shows you exactly where the kind of cuts through. 6.5 feet here and 1.5 feet here.
So by shaving the 1.5 feet, you could be within, your room would be smaller.
On one side, yes. No, but because it curves, I'm going to have to really come in.
It's on a curve on both ends.
So I have to go from here all the way over.
Right.
Yeah. And we could do that, but that's what I said, we'll have to dig all that up.
Is that something that you could possibly do? Would you be willing to go smaller?
We're not gonna do that. That's a lot of money and expense and mess.
How many houses are in this development?
About 190.
Similar models, layouts?
Yes, there's villas in the front, which are kind of like townhouse kind of things, but that's maybe 40 houses. The vast majority are...
Street layouts, somewhat similar?
Mm-hmm. There's only two cul-de-sacs, but mostly...
Well, that's what I was getting at, really.
Yeah, yeah.
The cul-de-sacs.
Yeah, only two, and probably four houses on each cul-de-sac, okay. So only eight out of it. Over 55 community.
And how the house is laid out, no opportunity to put it on the side of the house towards 1516?
I guess. I'd have to punch it out and punch a door out somewhere, I guess. Yeah, we don't have those kind of funds, so... We'll do this or we won't do it, you know. Sorry, I wish the, I really apologize. I wish the builder would have said, oh, we need a survey. Because when I talked to him last week and said, I'm going to the board, if we get approved, the HOA guy said, we can go ahead and start. We don't have to wait for the paperwork. If you guys go yes, we're good. And he said, great, to pull the permits, I need a survey. And I was like, well, I gave you a survey, this. And he was the one who told me, he's like, that's not a survey. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going in front of these people and I don't have the required things. I went back and looked, and it says right there that I need to have a survey. So.
No, you're fine. Is the builder who's building this also the one that did the patio?
No.
Okay.
He's not. Yeah, the patio guys just do hardscaping and patios and stuff. They're B&B landscaping, real local. The guy who's doing the work is called Distinction Construction. And he came recommended by a neighbor. He did the exact same thing for one of our neighbors. It's a learning process. This has been kind of interesting as well.
Yeah, you know, one thing, just for your benefit.
Yeah.
Patios are allowed to go into a setback area. They're not above about a foot. But anything above that, like if it was a deck, there's standards for a deck.
Oh, okay.
And then there's standards for enclosed structures like a porch.
Yeah.
So, you know, if your patio guy came in and said, yeah, we can put that in,
right.
They were correct. But once we start looking at putting a structure over that same space, it's a different ballgame.
Yeah.
So that's something to kind of keep in mind for the future. One of the standards that you have to demonstrate, and there's actually two of them. One is that it's the minimum variance to afford relief. So if you can do with less, you're required to do that. And the code's pretty strict on that, and there's case law to that effect as well. The other part of it is that you have to demonstrate that you cannot develop the property in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Those are, again, pass-fail. If you fail on one of them, you fail the whole thing.
Right.
And when I look at this, I see a bump out that goes, you know, it's 10 feet out. It's a 10 by 12 bump out to the house. And if your porch went out rather than 16 feet, because if my looking at the width is about 17.
Right.
You could have it bump out 10 feet or even a little further than 10 feet and have a 10 or 11 foot by 17 foot porch. And you would not need a variance because it would fit entirely within the building setback. If the measurements here I'm looking at are correct. Is there a reason why that can't provide you reasonable use of the property?
I guess it could. It would be pretty tight because that bump out of the fireplace has to stay there.
Is there a reason why the other side isn't used? Because
that's a bedroom. There's no sliding glass door there.
There's no sliding glass door from the bump out either?
There is.
Okay. Do you have any bug problems or anything in the rear yard there?
That's why we want to go ahead and do this before next year. Stop using it. If you can back up to woods and a retention pond, and it gets kind of buggy back there.
I take it you guys didn't build the house, right?
No, it was built 17 years ago.
Are there any steps from the porch?
Get that one copy back from you. Thank you.
And just for your own information, Dr. Carson had mentioned, did the person next door write a letter? And they did, as well as the head of the Architectural Review Commission. He's listed on there as well.
Where we go?
But in the bump out that you have, now that's a bedroom that you're going out onto your patio?
No. Like a Florida room here, but we have a table there. This is the bedroom right here, master bedroom. And here there's a sliding glass door that goes out to our brick paper patio. This is the living area with the fireplace.
So you basically put the patio there because the door existed there?
Because the door existed there, exactly.
If you're looking to do this to stay within compliance, you could put a door on the other side.
I don't know. I don't think I would want to have a patio outside my bedroom windows. The living room side, it kind of makes sense. Even though that fireplace, you're making sense to me, that the fireplace takes up some space.
Right.
Any other questions?
Thank you. Thanks to Hannah. She was really nice.
Anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Anyone present who would like to speak in opposition in this case? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13021 for Mr. Michael Allison and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 13021 for Mr. Michael Allison for the request of variance pending the final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. I think there's just enough alternatives to make this compliant. So for that reason, the applicant has failed to demonstrate that the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County zoning code.
I agree and second.
A motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Lovengoff.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
And aye too. The vote of 4-0 for denial. Your case has been denied, sir. I'm sorry. Motion for adjournment.